Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew.
It's a good day to have a great day. You guys okay, by the way? Both of you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, why? Facebook and Instagram went down yesterday, and I know you guys are big social media people. I just want to make sure you're all right.
Had no clue.
What a break that was.
Wasn't it nice?
It was nice. You'd have to see people's food for like 3 hours. It was awesome. That was funny, though. Yeah, there's really been no explanation, has there?
No, there hasn't. I looked this morning, and they never said why.
Zuckerberg must have fell asleep on his keyboard or something like that.
He lost like $9 billion yesterday.
Just because of it.
Money-wise?
Billion dollars.
Just him.
Yeah.
Well, he's left. Even if he's left with a billion, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
That's just insane, that amount of money just in one day just for something going down. That's crazy.
I just saw the advertising going on there.
Yep, that's right.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right. I don't even want to think about how much money that is. Jeez. All right. Yeah. Hopefully you're all right, everybody. Woo! We're back. Okay, great day today. We have a chance for you to win $500. We say it a lot, but you really need to be ready at 8 o'clock. I'm going to give you a keyword, and you can win that money. Want to pay for your fun in 21. First thing that comes to mind, Lana, if I said, what are you going to do with $500?
I am going to buy some new diamond earrings.
Ooh, wow.
Really?
Well,
interesting.
Remember when I was in Nashville a couple weeks ago for
work?
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened.
No way. You lost them?
I lost one. I put them on the table and woke up the next morning and I was packing up and I was like, where's the other one? And I was searching everywhere. So now I lost.
Well, Kevin only has one ear pierced. If you want to give him the other one?
Can I get you another diamond?
It would work, Lana. It would totally work.
He's got drip, as the kids say.
I wasn't like super upset about it because they were from my ex-husband, so I was still wearing them. So
yeah, but still,
I know, but I'm like, now I have no earrings I wear because they're the only earrings I ever wore
from your ex-husband. That's like a positive thing to take from him.
I mean,
negative
seven in the past. Take the earrings.
Yeah, I
wore them, but still, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, oh man, that really stinks. Yeah. But I was. I mean,
now the pressure's on Paul to replace him.
Poor Paul.
So that's Kevin. What I would do with my $500. How about you? What would you do
first
with $500?
First thing to come to mind. Kevin, go. $500.
I've Bucks tickets. I got to find a game to go to this year, and I'm sure $500 just about barely covers it, I'm thinking. They're expensive.
Yeah, they are.
But
sure.
you're going to see the GOAT.
Yeah, but you're going to need the $500 for all the beer you're going to drink because, man, those beers are expensive.
They are expensive,
$15 a beer.
Yeah.
That's
like, I
can
get
even
a 12-pack for this.
Have you never been to a game before? I mean,
I have, but no, I know. It's just, it's crazy how expensive beers are when you go out to, like, events like that.
Right.
I mean,
You tailgate and have that beforehand.
Yes, gotcha.
All right, got a chance to win $500 coming up at 8 o'clock, so you can think about that all morning till 8 o'clock, and we will give you a keyword worth that money. Busch Gardens tickets, $6.55 for Hallow Scream. Excited about that. And then, of course, the QYK guitar poll. We will play a game called 2 Second Songs, and you get to pick if you want to play with Kevin or Lana to win those tickets. That's at 8:20. But right now, we want to know, what in the world are you doing? Do it up right now. Hit us up. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up right now? Ben's in Tampa Bay. Ben, what in the world are you doing up right now?
Oh, just out slinging some produce, making sure everyone gets fed.
Slinging some produce.
I like it.
So do you work for like Publix or?
No, I work for a smaller distributor that delivers to a lot of like edible arrangements. And,
oh, okay.
You know, little bars and everything.
Nice. Very cool, man. We appreciate you having us on, Ben. You have a great day, man.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
All right, see you.
Next time I eat an apple, I'm going to be like, Ben probably delivered this.
Yeah, this is from Ben. Thank you.
From Ben.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. What part of town are you in, man?
I'm in Clearwater.
All right, and what in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm going to volunteer at a golf course.
What kind of volunteer work?
Little start job to get a little free golf.
Smart man.
Hey, free golf.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what course are you going to?
The Chichi Rodriguez course.
Oh, man, enjoy. Have a great time there, and we appreciate you having us on. Have a great day, okay?
Have fun.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
All right, coming up, we've got tickets for the original Krabby Bills. $100 gift card. We'll play Secret Celebrity after this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll have a keyword worth $500. Be ready for that. By the way, I just said that there's going to be tickets for Krabby Bills. Good news is you do not need a ticket to get into Krabby Bills. But we do have a $100 gift card for you if you could tell us who our secret celebrity is.
Every night before we hit the stage, we truly look at each other and say, like, we get to do this. Like, this is such a gift. And just being, I think, more present than ever in the moments on stage.
Believe it or not, that is not Lana talking of us, about us doing the show every morning.
It is not.
It's not us.
No, not at all.
Want to give a hit, Lana?
They really need you right now.
That's true.
Because it's just, when you're close to them, it's good. They need you.
And they always like a good time downtown.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, they're always looking for a good time.
Yeah, and when they're at those concerts right before they go on stage, I'm sure it's a champagne night.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And sometimes before they start, they get on stage, they give each other just a kiss.
They don't, but that was a good hint.
Does it taste like American honey?
All right, who could it be? 800-992-1099. Good morning, it's QYK. Who's this?
This is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing up so early this morning?
On my way to work.
There you go. All right, listen, let's play a little secret celebrity with you. Who is our secret celebrity?
Every night before we hit the stage, we truly look at each other and say, like, we get to do this. Like, this is such a gift. And just being, I think, more present than ever in the moments on stage.
Lady A.
Lady A. Yeah, talking about their pre-show ritual. Hey, good news for you. Just got a original Krabby Bills gift card, $100 for you.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Go there and have a meal on us, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Liz, hang on for us. We'll get you all hooked up. Coming up next, QYK Family Matters. We got an email from somebody. Ugh, it's a tough situation. We'll break it down for you next on 99.5 QYK.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com is the email. We've gotten an email from somebody, and we are going to try to help them out right now. This is kind of juicy. Lana, tell us what this email says.
My best friend Darius started dating my younger sister, Leah, about 2 years ago. And last week, he shocked her, our family, and most of all, me, by proposing. Of course, she said yes, and my family was ecstatic. They've known Darius through his friendship with me for almost 10 years. Leah, of course, knows him a little bit better than any of them do, and I know him better than she does. Mm. She knows he had the reputation of being a bit of a party guy and a player, but I don't think she knows exactly how far that went. However, I do. I was right by his side for all of it. I'm not sure what she already knows, but this guy was into some stuff, is what it says. She seems like he is over all of that now, but do I need to tell my sister about all the stuff that he was into before they get married? Do I spill the beans on his past?
So who's writing us right now is the sister of the engaged girl.
Yeah, his name, it says here, his name is John. I don't think it's really John, but...
Okay.
So John
knows. Oh, so it's not a sister. It's her brother that knows this.
Yes, so John's sister, Leah...
Is engaged to Darius.
Is engaged to Darius.
Darius and John have been friends for a long time.
Right.
John knows how Darius used to be.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And that's my sister. He's like, should I tell her before she walks down the aisle with
Where's
this guy?
Where's he been when they started dating?
Six. Yeah, that's a good, great question.
Oh. That's tough.
That is tough.
Man. You want your sister to be happy. She seems to be happy, but then you're like, you probably should know a couple of things.
Right, and he just wants to make sure that she's making the right decisions. I mean, we all feel overprotective when it comes to our family, but
sure.
I kind of want to see what the QYK family has to say about this one.
All right, let's do it. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Armin Spilly, Blanco Brown, Just the Way, 99.5, QYK, doing our QYK Family Matters right now. It's a tough situation for sure because Darius is kind of in a predicament right now.
Right. Well, John is, he's the one that emailed us about his friend Darius. Darius is marrying John's sister, Leah. The two of them are getting married. And, you know, John and Darius used to be friends. They've been friends for a long time, and they were partying a lot and, you know, probably just getting a little crazy and rowdy. And John wants to know, should I be the one to tell my sister before she marries this guy, before she walks down the aisle, about all the crazy things that we used to do, because he was really into some stuff, is what he said in his email. So just kind of poses the question, do you tell all of the stuff that he used to do when they were friends before you get married, or just leave it alone?
All right, we're going to see what you think right now. We got Patty in Tampa right now. Patty, what are you up to?
On the way to work.
All right, what do you think about this?
Well, I think people can change, so I don't think he should say anything because it's not his place, unless his sister asks him, because just because he was a partier before doesn't mean a woman can't change you.
Right.
And maybe he put aside all that crazy stuff so that he could be with the woman that he loves.
Yeah, I mean, everybody may or may not have their wild years, and if it seem, I guess if you see him and how he treats your sister now, I guess that would be reason to kind of be like, you know what, whatever he used to do, that's fine, but he makes my sister happy now.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Patty, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
I like that, Patty.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Celeste is in Stephanie right now. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Jay and Lana. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing great. What are your thoughts on this?
I say it's a little harder at this point because they have been together for so long. If the brother was a little more conflicted in the beginning, knowing that there was something going into it, that's when something should have been addressed.
Right.
At this point, I feel like it's definitely between the couple. So maybe that could be something where he says, hey, sis, you know, I don't know if you know about his past or if that's something you guys are going to grow from. But maybe that's something you discuss with the couple.
So stay out of it completely is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's a hard conversation to have because you don't want to put doubts in your sister's mind. But, I mean,
right.
I guess it also depends on who this guy really was. If he did something that was, like, inexcusable, that might be a little different. But if it's like, hey, man, he used to be a wild guy, it is what
we
it is.
We all have a past. I mean, is it right for every single person to walk up to your new girlfriend or boyfriend and be like, hey, I'm going to sit here and tell you all the crazy things that that person did in their lives? I wouldn't be with Paul right now if he knew half the stuff I was doing.
No comment?
I'm just saying, we all have a past. It's not fair. That's in our past. That's where it stays.
You. Yeah.
Lana, thank you for being honest with the QYK family. We appreciate
that. Well, you have a past as well. We all do.
Yeah. I was a very good kid growing up and just an angel, really.
Right. But would you want one of your best friends to go immediately to your new girlfriend and be like, hey, I'm going to tell you everything that JR used to do when he was a kid?
That's not a good friend.
Well, that's not a good brother then either. Yeah. So John is being a good brother, and he's going to let Leah and Darius have their relationship. And if she wants to know, I like the advice, she can ask.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, if he treats your sister right now and you feel like your sister's super happy. And so maybe John has a conversation with Darius in private and says, hey, dude, we used to be a little wild. You're not going to do that to my sister. You're good, right?
Yeah, that's maybe a good. I like that.
Yeah, okay, cool, man. I'm happy for you. I bless this thing. Go for it.
Yeah, and like Patty said, our first caller, you know, a lot of times guys will change. You know, a relationship can change a person, and you don't want that life anymore. You want to be in a good, healthy, loving relationship. It's kind of, you know, what we all want.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that helps you out, Darius, man. Good luck with that conversation if you do have it. And you can always email us, qykfamilymatters@gmail.com. 7:05, car line fun fact, and then a brand new 7:15 second date update. Thanks for having us on. Excited about this, being told that Chris Jansen will join the show at 8:35, so that'll be fun. 99.5 QYK, but right now we have your...
Well, it's a car line, fun fact.
Woo! You know, when it's really hot out like it is right now, a lot of the instincts that we like to do are run and go get like some ice cream or something to help cool us off. Well, eating ice cream actually makes your body temperature hotter.
What?
Not colder.
Yeah. Wow.
It's because of all the fat content.
Cools me down. it doesn't make me feel warm.
Yep. You calling Lana a liar?
Yes.
Okay. What else you got, Lana?
I have another fun fact for you.
Good.
Listen to this. Warren Buffett, we all know who he is,
right?
Has a little bit of money. He still lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska. He bought in 1958 for $31,000. $500. Today, considering the price per square foot and inflation, it's worth over $1 million, but obviously he's worth $100 billion. Yes. Still lives in the same house.
That's cool.
The other thing he does, I saw a documentary on him, he goes to McDonald's and he will get a combo meal if stocks are up. If stocks aren't up, then he'll just get a coffee.
Really?
He still budgets that. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That's great.
What a cool mindset to have, when you have that much money. So, Lana, great fun facts. I'm sorry that Kevin's calling you a liar, but... Yeah.
Sorry.
Go with water, not ice cream. It'll cool you down.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
There you go. All right, coming up, Randy, 7:15, a second date update for you, and then at 8 o'clock, a keyword worth $500 right now. It's new John Party, Tequila Little Time on 995 QIK.
It's the 7:15 second date update on 995 QIK.
All right, brand new 7:15 second date update right now. JR, Lana, Kevin. We have Brendan on the phone. Good morning, Brendan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, man. So we want to hear about this girl, Haley.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me to call because you guys always, like, find out about these things, so I'm calling.
Well, we'll see if that's a good friend or a bad friend, right. All right? So tell us about this girl, Haley.
So I met her online, and we started talking, and then so we kind of agreed to go out and meet in person on a date. So I had picked her up. I told her we would, have a date. Picked her up. We went out, took a ride, and then went to Cafe Coca-Cola.
Oh, wow, okay.
And everything seemed to go well. We had great conversation about friends and family and all kinds of good things, and dropped her off and haven't heard from her. Sent her a text like the day after. Haven't heard. It's been like 3 weeks, so I didn't know.
3 weeks? Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, how'd the date end?
It was fine. I walked her to her door, gave her a hug, and everything seemed really good.
You guys talk about going out on another date?
Yeah, we said we should get together again, yeah. But I like I said, it's been 3 weeks, so.
She didn't say, let's get together in 3 weeks, did she?
No.
All right, well, maybe she was out of town or something like that. Well, you kind of gave us the bullet points of everything, but tell us how you felt the communication was between you guys. Did she seem real interested? Did she seem like she was engaged in the conversation? Did you feel like you were pulling words out of her?
No, not at all. Yeah, no, it was very smooth. Nope. Thought it was excellent.
All right, man. Well, if you're confident about it, let's see if we can give her a call and get some answers from her and see where she's been for 3 weeks, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on, Brendan. Chatting out about Brendan this morning on the 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Brendan kind of gave us the bullet points of everything, right, Lana?
Yeah, he said they met online and he picked her up and they went out to that place in Dade City, Cafe Coca-Pelli. Really good place. Actually, I've eaten there. And said the date went good. It ended well. He dropped her off. He said there was like, a hug and a kiss at the end of the date.
Not a kiss, just a hug.
Just a hug. Yeah. And he said now he hasn't heard from her. So
I hasn't heard from her in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
So we're going to see. I thought maybe she's on a 3 week vacation.
Ooh.
You never know. I was looking for the best possible scenario. But we're going to try to call Haley right now and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Haley?
This is she.
Hi, Haley. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did I win?
There we go. This is Tim Bay's Morning Crew at 995 QIK. You might have won something, but first, we want to see if we could talk to you for a few minutes, actually, about this guy in your life.
Okay.
Well, we wanted to ask you about Brendan. We heard you guys went on a date, and you guys met online and said you had a great time. They went to a great restaurant, right, Lana?
Mm-hmm. Cafe Coca-Pelli.
Yeah, and now he hasn't heard anything from you since the date and is just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, he seems really nice, actually.
We thought so, too.
And basically, it was a fine date. It was good. He was nice. He came and picked me up, which was lovely. And in the back of his car, I noticed that he had, like, big bag in there. And I was like, oh, you know, are you going somewhere? And he said, oh, no, I actually just got back from a work trip. I guess he went to Miami or something. And he hadn't taken the bag out of the car. And then it was funny because I was sort of just, like, looking around, and there was, like, a little, one of those little mini bottles of shampoo, like, that you get in a hotel. And I was like, oh, you know, just the shampoo from the hotel or whatever. You haven't cleared that out of your car either. And I was kind of razzing him about, like, not clearing out the car. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, look, I'll even show you what I have in my bag. And he, like, pulls out this huge bag, and he pulls everything out of it, and it's got, like, tons of shampoo and soap, like the little baby soaps. It has, like, towels, the robe, the pillow.
Whoa.
It was like,
it's still a pillow.
Like, the entire hotel with you, you know? And I was like, that's kind of weird. You know, you're not really supposed to take all that stuff. And he's like, oh, my God, no, 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 it's free. It's free. And I was like, no, that's not free. Like, you can't take the bed with you when you leave. Like,
you can't take pillows and stuff like that. Maybe the shampoo.
You know what? Not supposed to take, like, the slippers. I mean, the pillow, please.
Yeah.
Like, do you take the bedspread? Like, I was like, wait a minute. And he was like, no, it's no big deal. You know, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, it is a big deal because that's like, that's why things get more expensive. Like, they have to replace that stuff for the next person if you take it. And he was like, didn't seem to get that. So,
huh. Right. We probably got charged for it then, right?
I don't know. I don't take stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Haley's not a thief, you know? Is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so this kind of was just a weird thing for you and kind of weirded you out on Brendan in general?
Yeah, it was just a red flag that was like, I don't know. I mean, why get started? If it's like, is he going to, like, first of all, I just had this image of his house with like 4,000 robes.
Sounds comfy. Stuff.
You never can have too many robes.
That's going to freak me out. But more is just sort of like this sense of what's, I don't know, I was going to say propriety. I don't think I've ever used that word before, but like, just like what's appropriate.
Well, that is actually strange. I don't think I've ever done that from a hotel. Lon, I know you have a few times.
I
right?
have not. Why do you say that?
Well,
I've probably taken a shampoo or a conditioner, well, or maybe soap if I used it, because I'll use the rest of it.
All right. Well, let's see. We actually have Brendan on the phone. I'd like to bring him back on. Brendan?
Yes.
Haley, Brendan's on the phone with us now.
Oops.
That's how we got your number.
Hi. Yikes.
Does that sound pretty accurate, man? You got a whole bag of goodies in the back of your car, or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so basically the hotel rooms are all in my, you know, company's name, and I don't think anybody's going to go to my CEO and say, hey, Brandon took a towel and shampoos and, you know, took a towel.
I think that they would.
Why would they not call
and say, like, hey, everything's missing from this room?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that's part of when you pay for your hotel room, you can take some things, like,
That's not what you're paying for when you pay for a hotel room. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's missing one towel.
You took like the china when you left. But you realize if I go to a hotel, I'm paying for your like pillow and robe and stuff.
Well, I don't think so, but that, I understand where you're coming from. But
Wait, so you do understand where she's coming from? Because you just
said you didn't. I understand what she's saying, but I don't think it's the case. Like, I just don't think that's the case at all. But, I mean, there's probably 10 million towels in there. How many towels do you think? They probably throw away more towels in a day than I take in a year.
Well, how many do you take in a year? Like, what are we talking here? Is this every time?
I might have a dozen or so at my house. Not a big deal. 12. 13, I don't know. It's not that big a deal. I think this is blown way out of proportion. Crazy, so.
Well, you know that you'd be very comfortable if you were at his house, Haley. I mean, that's one thing.
Some
that's
nice true. Pillows.
Pillows, slippers.
I have slippers too. Yeah.
You know how many other people have slept in those pillows?
Yeah, probably look well traveled because you have different hotels or whatever. But
besides, like toiletries, what else have you taken, Brendan?
You said robes and slippers.
That's about it. I got a couple of robes, some
pictures, TVs.
No, Lana, he's not stealing TVs.
No, that's absurd.
That's absurd. It's like a crazy year. Yeah.
Your boss doesn't say anything to you?
No, no.
Haley, is this a deal breaker for you? I know you guys haven't talked in 3 weeks, but you've heard his explanation for this. I mean, would this be a deal breaker for you?
You know, I mean, I think it just shows, like, the kind of person that would do that without, like, thinking about it. I don't know. I think that's just too big a red flag for me. So, yeah. You don't want to be an accomplice either,
I'm sure. Well, Brendan, you know, I really don't know what to tell you. I don't know how all this works. I mean, I've heard of people taking a robe from a hotel, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do. And for Haley, it's just a little conflict for her, and she's not really down. And I think it's going to be a no for her for a second date, man.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad I found out. I don't think it's weird at all, but that's cool.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks for reaching out. And Haley, thank you for your time as well. You guys take care.
Sorry.
Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry, what just happened?
How many robes do you need?
He needs a lot, apparently.
How many robes do y'all have in your closets?
I don't have any. I'm not a robe guy.
I don't think we're talking, like, he's stealing. I don't think it's about the robes. He's stealing.
Taking the shampoo is one thing, because that's they're giving it to you.
Right. They're saying,
but
hey,
taking
take this.
A dozen towels and robes and pillows.
I can just imagine him coming at me like, yeah, this is me when I stayed at the Don. And then yesterday I was at the Hyatt.
I'm wondering, though, with the slippers, maybe those you do get to keep them, because do you really want to, like, use slippers from somebody else had their feet in?
I don't really want to use slippers, period. Like,
that's right.
I don't go to a hotel room and look in the closet for the slippers.
Agreed.
That's not the big amenity that I'm looking for when I go to a hotel. All right, hit us up, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We are very confused.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Just at our 7:15, second date update between Brendan and Haley. Interesting thing about Brendan is he has a bunch of things in the back of his car that are not his.
Yeah, Haley noticed that there was like towels and pillows and a bunch of stuff that were taken from hotels, the things that you're not really supposed to take, like shampoo bottles and stuff like that and the soaps. But he had like more than like the average person would have, and they were in a bag, like in the back of his car. He apparently just got back from a trip or something to Miami, and she was questioning him, and he was just like, no, I take those things. That's no big deal, like robes and pillows. And she's like, you're not supposed to steal those things.
Unbelievable.
He seems like totally fine with it.
I want to see this guy walking out of a hotel with pillows and towels and everything in his hand. All right, very interesting. Getting your calls right now. Ann's on the phone. Ann, what do you think?
Well, I didn't hear the whole thing, but I dated a guy who would buy the sheets and other towels and robes from, like, the Hard Rock and stuff with, like, their points.
Oh, you can buy sheets?
Yes, you can. If you go to the Hard Rock, you can buy their sheets from their bed.
Well, yeah, because a lot of times when you go to a hotel, I mean, I've done that before, stayed at a hotel and loved the pillow so much, found out what type of pillow it is, and then went and bought it. Absolutely, I've done that. I don't take it.
So you can use your points, like at the Hard Rock, like your player points, and go into the store to buy, like, the sheets or the towels or the robes.
That's
or
cool.
Other things that they have there. So I didn't hear the whole thing, but...
Well, he was stealing them.
Yeah, he was a little different.
If he's stealing them, it's a little bit different, but it depends on where they're coming from. Like, you know what I mean? Like, certain places you stay at, you can actually take them.
Wow. I didn't know that. I'm going to go somewhere you can take them.
Like,
with points.
Yeah, like a Bellagio and a Carnival and, like, different places, like from Vegas, if you're staying at those hotels. Anything that's attached to a casino, you can use it to go ahead and purchase them. So
now we know.
Purchase. Keyword purchase.
Yeah, keyword is purchase.
It's technically purchase, but you're using your points and you're getting them for free.
Right. I got you. All right, well, I appreciate you calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Caitlin's in Spring Hill right now. Good morning, Caitlin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Darren, Lana.
Well, tell us what you think.
So I actually worked in hospitality when I lived out in Orlando.
Okay.
And hotels can charge you for that stuff.
That's what she was saying, too, by the way. Haley's like, well, I don't care if you put this on your business card. Doesn't this show up as as a charge?
Yeah, it would.
Do they really go through and know exactly what hotel? I mean, like, because sometimes you order extra towels. How do they know?
Well, there's a program that we use that would document all of that.
Huh.
It would be harder to track, I guess, but maids would be able to be like, hey, there's missing towels in here, and they would contact the front desk, and we could charge the account.
Yeah. What is the cost for a towel at a hotel? I mean, just off the top of your head.
I never had to do it, But, like, when people would smoke in a non-smoking room, it would be, like, a $250 charge.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, for sure.
All right, yeah. Kaylin, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
By the way, it does say that you can take the slippers because they get thrown away. So those are complimentary.
Where are you getting this information?
On the internet.
Okay, from like a website, like, or a listener?
Yeah, from like a website.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, did someone text you that, or did you actually reading that on a website?
No, I Googled it.
Okay, got
things
it.
You can and cannot take from the hotels.
But don't take our word for it, by the way. Let's ask the hotel that you go to. So don't you get arrested because Alana gave you something. All right, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. And coming up next, your chance at $500. Keyword at 8 o'clock.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Blake Shelton revealed the track listing for the deluxe version of his Body Language album that'll be out on December 3rd. He's got a couple of new songs, Throw It Back, with the guys from Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh.
And then he's got another one called Fire Up the Night with Hardy. So definitely one you're going to want to check out again coming out on December 3rd. Well, Dustin Lynch and Riley Green, they have a new single out, a duet called Hunting Land. Take a listen to this.
I'm about the bullet, hold it together, try to keep her happy, at least till December. If I ain't in a stand, I'll be holding her hand, because daddy's got hunting land.
Called Hunting Land, and they just released the video, and what do you think they do in the video?
I think they hunt.
They go hunting.
Oh, my.
They did that on Dustin's Tennessee farm. If you want to check that out, it's at 995QIK.com. We're going to talk to Reba McEntire this Friday.
Really?
She has got a brand new single out with Dolly Parton, and she's got a new box set that she is getting ready to release on Friday as well. So make sure you tune in on Friday for that, and we'll actually have a chance to give out one of those box sets, too.
Something for the kids.
Luke Combs was sitting on his couch with his guitar and a couple of friends the other night, and he sang a brand new song for us. Listen to this.
The way your body's moving, keep doing what you're doing to me all night long. Writing on a love song. Girl, I want it down to heaven. Let the passion take us to a higher place. Making the kind of love we made.
Like it. It's called The Kind of Love We Make. Every time that man picks up a guitar and just starts singing, it's just like amazing.
I want to hang out at his house. I could just be like, hey, you should put the word the in there, and then I get a third of the song.
Well, Luke Combs is also featured on a new episode of Meat Eater. This is a Netflix series. Have you guys heard about this at all? Yeah, apparently, and he's also hanging out with some hunting enthusiast, Stephen
Exactly. Rinella? That's how you pronounce it. Yep.
Stephen Rinella. Part one of the new season of Meat Eater is now streaming on Netflix, so you can definitely check Luke Combs out on that. He's pretty excited about that. And finally, Jameson Rogers picks up his second consecutive number one with his song Cold Beer Calling My Name, which features his buddy Luke Combs, and he is just absolutely grateful.
I can remember a time not so long ago when it seemed like having one as an artist seemed like a million miles away, and so the stars have been aligning for me over the last few years, and just super blessed, trying not to mess it all up, you know?
Yeah, Jameson said that he was glad that he could help boost Luke's career along with the song as well. So, all right, coming up, I'm excited. One of our favorite artists, Chris Jansen, is going to be on the show coming up here at 8:40. And so we're going to talk to him, so make sure you tune into that. But that is your Music Minute.
Lon, are you forgetting about an amazing QYK guitar poll that's coming up?
I am.
Because you're honest.
No, I mean, I'm not, but I wanted to mention the...
I hear you. We got tickets coming for you in less than 10 minutes. Lon's going to help you try to win these, too. It's QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lon, and Kevin here. We're about to play for some QYK guitar pull tickets. It is called 2 Second Songs. Now, what happens is someone will call in right now, caller 9, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. If you are caller 9, you get to pick who you want to play with, Lana or Kevin.
Okay.
And what happens is I will play a 2 second clip of a song, and Lana or Kevin, you have to know what song that is.
Gotcha.
And if the caller agrees with you and you guys are both right, then boom, you win. Now, I'm going to change something a little bit today.
Okay.
All right. Oh, what's going to happen is if the caller doesn't want your help, all they have to do is get one right instead of 2 out of 3 right. So if they want to do it on their own, instead of getting 2 out of 3 right, you just got to get one right.
I like that.
Okay, so I like it.
All right?
I like it.
All right, need caller 9-800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. This is for QI Guitar Pool Tickets. We got Jess in Apollo Beach, everybody.
Hey,
good morning, Jess. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. So QIK Guitar Poll, it's happening November 14th. We want you to be there, so we're going to play a little game called 2 Second Songs. Now, here's how it works. I'm going to play a 2 Second clip of a famous song, and it's going to be one of the QIK Guitar Poll artists. Lonnie, you want to list those for us?
It could be Chris Young, Jordan Davis, Maddie and Tay, Matt Stell, and Parker McCollum.
Okay. So, okay. I will play a clip of one of their songs. Now, do you want to play with Lana or Kevin, or you can play by yourself? So, if you play with Lana or Kevin, you got to get two right. If you play by yourself, you have to get one right. What do you want to do?
I'll play with Lana.
You got to play with Lana. Don't be offended, Kevin.
That's two for two for Lana. I don't plan to get picked all week.
That's all right. You're number one in my book. All right, here we go, Jess. The first song. Here it is. All right, there you go. Lana, what song do you think it is? Lana, I'm asking you.
I know, I'm
I'm looking at you.
I know, it's Matt Stell. It's Matt Stell. Do I have to have the song name,
yes,
too?
Yes, you do.
Well, yesterday I didn't.
Well, you should know.
Da-na-na-na. I know, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Something you do before you eat every night.
Pray for you, pray for you.
Do you agree with that, Jess?
Yes.
There it is!
Finally, Lana. Woo!
Almost got her on the thing you do before dinner.
Right now. Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Ooh, all right.
That I think that one is Jordan Davis, A Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Do you agree, Jess?
Yes.
That is correct! Woo!
Okay. Girl, Lana.
That a way to go, Lana. Hey, you just got two out of three right. You want to do a third one just for fun? Lana, this is a question.
Sure. I thought we were asking Jess.
No, Jess already won.
Why
she doesn't care.
Why doesn't Jess try to guess
Jess,
one?
You try to get the last one by yourself. You ready?
Oh, okay.
Let me see if this is the right one. Hold on.
Ooh. Oh, God.
That's a tough one.
When you put me on the spot, though.
Well, it's a good thing you play with Lana.
I know.
That song.
Do you want my help?
Yes.
It's Parker McCollum, Pretty Heart.
I'm going to say Parker McCollum, Pretty Heart.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Yay!
Yes! Way to go, Jess. We're going to see you at the QIK Guitar Poll November 14th. You will be there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Absolutely. Woo! We have some more of those tickets coming up for you at 11 o'clock. We'll play again tomorrow at 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Kevin is on the show. You guys are more than welcome to pick up.
I'm doing pretty good, though.
You are killing it. You are two for two. All right. So again tomorrow at 8:20. Very excited to have this guy on the show. We have Mr. Chris Jansen going to join us next after this QIK guitar pole artist, Matt Stell. That ain't me no more. Oh, boy. Here we go. We have him on the phone right now. Good morning. How are you?
I've been waiting all day for this. What's going on, man?
Not too much. It's good to hear your voice, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now. We have a Grand Ole Opry member. We have a triple platinum artist. We have a man with 4 number one country radio hits. His name is Chris Jansen, everybody.
Yay! Yeah, yeah.
How are you, sir?
Thank you. I thoroughly thought you were probably going to say, like, Chris Johnson or something like that. Would have been great.
Oh, I'll remember that for next time. Hey, man, well, it looks like you've been enjoying some good family time, some boat time.
Well, thank you, buddy. I mean, that last picture you texted me a while back of you and the flag, you know, from Step Brothers, that just inspired me so much. So I've spent a lot more time on a boat, you know, Prestige Worldwide style, and just sitting out there doing my deal and listening to just gangster rap and just, you know, just chilling, just
gangster rap. Get out of here with that.
Is that what you and Kelly crank up on the boat?
Basically Ball and JR style, yes, and Kelly's out there on the boat. Kelly actually fell off the boat in Cape Cod this week, so that was not good. Yeah. And
well, did you go get her?
Out there. Yeah, we're out there in the channel. And
she's still out there swimming.
I was going to say, did you go pick her up?
I had interviews to do.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, dude, it was so, you know, okay, so first of all, somebody's got to man the boat, right? Because we have children on the boat, too, and it's like a 32-foot boat in the middle of the freaking Atlantic Ocean. So it's a big boat. And in the channel, like, I don't know even what happened. And so then just, like, whoop, she was over the side, and it was like, oh, my gosh. And so the kids are freaking out, and I'm trying to control the boat and put it in reverse and put it in neutral and do the kill switch and not float away and not have her drown. I'm throwing ropes and like, and anyway, the bottom line is thankfully Tommy, my tour manager, is on the boat too. So we were able to, like, by the time it all the craziness got out of there, like 3 seconds later, her arms were in mine and we were pulling her up into the boat and we were all laughing about it. But, you know, it is what it is. I am thoroughly convinced that we are not boat people probably. And this boat captain that I know in Florida that takes us out fishing a lot, he was like, in all honesty, like, you just let me do it. Just let me do it. I got it.
Just hold on to Kelly. We'll take care of it, okay?
Yeah, you know, it's like back in my drinking days, and I would like have a couple too many drinks and then want to get up on stage and play music or something back in the bar days, and my buddies were like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you're so good. We love you so much, but like, just go over there. Just go over there and do this. Like, yeah. You know, it's like when me and JR would do something together, I'd be like, JR, you're good. It's good. You're great. It's good.
Yeah, you're definitely the one calming me down, that's for sure. All right, we got Chris Jansen on the phone. Let's do this, man. We got to take a quick little break. Hang on for me. We're going to come back and talk about the new song.
Okay, great.
Well, that is the new song from Chris Jansen right there, Bye Mom, on 99.5 QYK. Talking to him on the phone right now. Well, Chris, on a serious note, you got a really kind of a deep song that you've put out here called Bye Mom. Tell us a little about this.
So, Bye Mom, man. Thank you for bringing it up and thanks for saying that. So I co-wrote this with one of my best buds, Brandon Kinney, and we've written a lot of songs in the past. And, you know, his mother passed away around this past Christmas. And, man, we had just been talking so much and praying so much and just kind of rallying around Brandon. And I woke up at the day in between her passing away and her burial, which also was extremely hard on Brandon because he had to do it online, man. I mean, we had to do it over Zoom. Like, how messed up is that, right?
Yeah.
In the day in between, though, I woke up at 2:00 in the morning with this idea by Mom, and this never happened to me before in my life. And I sat up in the middle of bed, 2:00, never forget it. And I wrote down all these just jumbled lyrics in the middle of like half a trance sleep. And I texted him and I said, "Hey, you need to call me first thing in the morning. I got this idea and we need to write it together." And that was it. I went back to sleep.
Wow.
But 8:00 the next morning, we came down into this room. I'm actually talking to you right now in my songwriter room, and we wrote this thing, and man, we just cried our way through it. And we wrote it initially, you know, as a tribute because of what had just happened. But it turned into something so much bigger, and it was just connecting so big because, you know, the line in the song, like, when you realize you're somebody who loves somebody more than themselves, you know, when you realize you're that person, that's a pretty deafening moment. And that's all of us on the phone here. And, you know, like, we all have moms, and no matter of what magnitude you maybe love, hate, don't know, really know, want to get to know better, whatever the situation may be in your life, everybody's got one. And so at some point you have, and I hope you have been, you know, that person that somebody loves more than themselves. And that's really what came out of the song in such a big way and really spoke to me and spoke to so many others. And not to be preachy or anything, but in total seriousness, this song has been a total gift from God and a total blessing. I just couldn't not release it. That's how much power I felt behind it and just how strong I felt about it. And I'm just couldn't be more happy with it. Honestly, I feel like it's one of my best songs that I've written. Oh. And certainly one of my favorites that I've ever been a part of. And I really am so proud of it because for the first time ever, I'm singing again a song I wrote, which is also a true story, but it's not my story particularly. So
right, a great tribute to Brandon and for his mom. So yeah,
thank you, and to so many other many other people out there in the world, you know. And I'm getting to be finally the guy that gets to sit back and sing a song and just watch what it happens, you know. And I'm also getting to enjoy it.
I mean, listen, when you do a song that's universal, I mean, that's when you hit the nail on the head. And so I love that it was great for your friend. It's going to be great for a lot of people. The song is called Bye Mom. We got Chris Jansen on the phone. Now, Chris, switching gears a little bit, I've known you for a while, and you are a very thorough answer guy, right? You never really get away from Chris Jansen with just one sentence answer. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So when you talk to Jansen, you better make sure you got about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? and a drink of water and probably a snack. So I'm going to challenge you now to a game called In One Word.
Oh, all right.
Oh boy.
Trust me, I like to call this. I like to, well, I'm not going to say it because that would just cause so many fights in country music. But I was going to give you a list of about five artists who give one word answers all the time and still get lots of kudos. But I'm not going
to
do that.
Oh, dude, we talk to them all the time. If you want to start naming names, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and they're hard. Yes,
yeah, so. They're definitely hard interviews. But that's okay. No, I love it. That's why I love you, dude. You're the best. All right, so in one word, describe your beard.
Awesome.
I love it.
A good cigar.
I can't say it in one word really quick, but I've got one in my... I've got
well, you don't
want
to give me a name.
Literally
just
right
like
now.
When you have a good cigar, the feeling it gives you.
Oh,
all right, that's perfect. Let's move on. Oh is the word. All right.
Shut up, fabulous.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Career.
Songwriter.
Okay. Oh. Wife.
Oh, Kelly.
That's who she is, yes.
All right.
You want to describe her in one word?
Oh, yeah. Man, I wish. I got to give you, yeah.
I knew you couldn't do this game. That's why it's so great. I love it.
Love.
There you go.
There you go.
New cell number? Question mark.
Ooh.
Who dis?
Yeah. I was gonna say I haven't gotten a response in a long time, and that's ridiculous. And finally, the Tampa Bay Morning Crew here.
Unbelievable.
There we go. In one word, it was Chris Jansen. We give you a C plus on that. Way to go, buddy.
Thank you so well, you know, I'm a C plus guy. It's okay. I mean, here's the deal. I flunked music class in school too, so go figure.
There you go. You the man, brother. Hey, good to hear your voice. Give our love to the family. My Mom is the new single. Appreciate you as always.
Love all of you and appreciate you. And hey, by the way, can you get me one of those flags, by the way, Prestige Worldwide, please?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Not
okay,
a problem
great.
At all.
Deal and deal. Love you guys. Thanks
all right,
for
later, buddy.
Bye, Chris.
See ya.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. It's JR and Lana and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran. When do we go into 24 years, by the way?
I believe in December.
All right, cool.
Right at the beginning of December.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
Resident of Lutz. His name is Kevin Evil. What is trending in Tampa Bay?
Well, the numbers are out from the Bucks-Patriots game on Sunday night, the ratings-wise. Mm-hmm. They attracted 28.5 million viewers, making it the most watched Sunday night football game since 2012. Second most watched Sunday night football game since it debuted in 2006. Lana, of course, you're going to ask, which is the number one game?
What's the number one game?
How is Tom Brady returning to the Patriots not the number one game?
I want you to guess this.
The 2012 Cowboys versus Washington game, week 17, it determined the NFC East title. Drew 30.3 million viewers, so that's the number one Sunday night football
game. They forgot
game.
A few people. They didn't count it, everybody.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what is it? Do you know what an average Super Bowl?
What's the I would say 100 million.
Okay, so even more.
Somewhere
way
in
more
there.
Than
90
that.
90
okay,
to 100
it.
Million.
I
yeah,
got it.
Way more. But these are always like the number one broadcast for the week or whatever. So yeah, that's great. Brady's return. Obviously big numbers. Not number one, though. Tampa Bay Lightning, still preseason. They're playing the Florida Panthers tonight. This is in Orlando at the Amway Center. Oh, so those teams are getting together over in Orlando. First game, by the way, October the 12th. I believe that's 1 week from... Is it tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight against the Penguins over at Amalie Arena. The Rays, they're in the playoffs. They'll find out who they play as the Red Sox and Yankees play tonight. First game is Thursday over at the Trop. So the team, their City of Tampa, unveiled a Raise Up banner on a building yesterday. And Mayor Jane Castor was talking about a stadium in Tampa. This is still a hot topic. She said, I think we're getting closer. We're going to do everything we can to make sure the Tampa Bay Rays stay in this area. Of course, that's great news. But the Rays president last week came out and said, we have concluded it is next to impossible that a full season baseball can succeed in Tampa Bay today. It's impossible that it can succeed. So that's happening. So they're still, obviously, they want to do the split between Tampa and Montreal, and they're not letting it go. Other Rays news is the University of South Florida have sent a letter to the mayor of St. Pete, Rick Kreisman, requesting that they are in future discussions about what's going to happen with the redevelopment of the Trop. What's happening in that area? Because their lease with the Rays is up in after the 2027 season, and USF wants to be available for what they're going to do with it. Maybe they're going to put some of their stuff there. So that's what's happening there.
I have an idea. We could turn Tropicana Field into a huge indoor dog park.
Okay, you should let Mayor Rick Kreisman know, the mayor of St. Pete.
That would be so awesome, though, for when it rains and when it's hot.
Because you've been calling him quite a bit.
This is true.
An indoor dog park. It's a genius idea.
Public Publix.
Nothing like calling yourself a genius. All right, go ahead.
Publix announced yesterday that it's going to hire 30,000 new workers across the seven states that it is in. By the end of this year, they will be in stores, distribution centers, and other non-seasonal positions. 30,000 new workers for Publix.
Good, that's awesome.
And finally, WalletHub.com. They've come out with a study to find the best cities in the United States for foodies. They've compared more than 180 cities, and there's 29 factors, including fancy restaurants, the cost of groceries, diversity of options, among obviously 26 other ones. Number city here in the Tampa Bay area is in the top 10. It's actually number 10. It is Tampa.
Really?
The city of Tampa is number 10. St. Pete came in 59th.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So what is the number one?
Portland, Oregon.
Why?
I just went over that. There's a 29 factors. Did you not hear the thing before?
She's a genius.
I said there's 29 factors, including fancy restaurants, cost of groceries, diversity of options, amongst 26 other things. By the way,
What's so special in that area?
I don't know. Have you ever been to Portland, Oregon?
Portland is a very, despite all the crazy stuff that went on there last year, it is a very trendy and like new. Okay. It'd be great for a foodie. There's lots of new
stuff. That's
very
what
hipster,
I needed.
But I'm just saying it is an interesting story.
So this has gone on way too long. But number two is a major city in Florida. Can you guess it?
Yes.
Number two, major city in Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Number three, Orlando is number two.
Oh,
there
what?
You go. Orlando's number two, then Miami and Tampa in the top 10. Three cities from Florida in the top 10 for the best place for foodies.
And what is this, Judge John Long?
There's 29 factors, including fancy restaurants.
Just print it out for her.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Keith Urban, Cop Car, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Lana, that song was written by
Mr. Sam Hunt.
Yes, it was. A little trivia for you right there, all right?
So fun
take
fact.
That home and chew on it all you'd like. All right. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Kevin, your highlight of the show, sir.
It's got to be talking to Chris Jansen this morning. We played a game with him if he could answer our questions in just one word. He doesn't give a short answer to any question ever. So it was a challenge.
We will do an interview with him, and it's 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And we got to go, hey, buddy.
And we've asked three questions.
That's right. Which we love him for. So we play a little game to see if we can have him do it in one word, like you said.
So. Yeah. So it's up on our Facebook and Instagram right now. So if you'd like to go check that out.
All right, Lana, highlight.
Well, we talked to Brendan earlier. Brandon, this was it was Brendan.
Brendan. Yeah. It was Brendan. Yeah,
Brendan for our second date update. He was trying to figure out why Haley didn't go back out on a second date with him, and we found out that he's been taking some things.
Yes,
like
he's a klepto,
pretty much, and it was pretty funny about what he was stealing. You can listen to it and find out more about it on our Facebook page and on our podcast.
All right, check it out for yourself. Have a great day. Another keyword worth $500 coming up for you in less than 15 minutes. So get ready for that with Keith. And then more tickets for the QYK guitar pull at 11 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.